The entire process of yajna in ritualism is a totality of the ignition of the fire, in which the clarified butter and various kinds of wooden sticks are all offered along with the mantrochara, along with the recitation of mantras, starting with sankalpa. This is the totality of sacrifice, ritualistically. There is a sankalpa, a will to do sacrifice. Then there is offering, offerings of various kinds. Then there is mantrochara. And then there is clarified butter. And then there is ignition of fire. And there are many other things which are offered to the fire. This is the entire process of the ritualistic sacrifice. The parallel in psychological terms is the following. The entire yajna begins with the sankalpa, kratuhu. It is an inner sankalpa. I want to offer all myself to the divine, all my action to the divine. You need not have necessarily the havan. This yajna, internal yajna, is performed by the yogi all the time. In every action that he does, there is this kratuhu, the will to offer. Kratu is the will to act. Swadha is a remembrance of the origin of all actions. Aushadha is various energies of your being. Mantra is the secret word by which action is guided. Ajya, the clarified butter, is clarified intelligence. Your intellect becomes clarified. In other words, you cannot do properly your sacrifice internally unless your mind is clarified. The dull-minded cannot do properly sacrifice. It is only when your intelligence is clarified, becomes pure, then only your sacrifice becomes perfect. So Sri Krishna says that actually speaking, if you go behind the outer ritualism and go into the psychological terms, which are originally meant in the Veda but forgotten, they all refer to my presence, to the Supreme's presence, to the Lord's presence, and I am present everywhere.
That is why the clarified butter is put in the end, because towards the end of the yajna, the clarification of the mind takes place. Is that?
Yes, that is. It's a gradual process of clarification, and the highest term comes at the end, when the really mind becomes bright, and the agni, which is then ignited by the offering of ghee, of gritam, is also very bright. Pita aham asya jagataha, mata dhata pita mahaha, vedyam pavitram omkara rik sama yajuhu evacha. So, while in the process of yajna, in the process of action, I am now realized as the origin of all action. Pita aham asya jagataha. I am the mother, I am the formulator, I am the father of father, Pitamaha. I am the one to be known, I am the holy, I am the Omkar, I am the world of illumination, I am the world of harmony, I am the word of action or will. You go further into this knowledge and then you realize Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi Nivasaha Sharanam Surit Prabhavaha Pralayaha Sthanam Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam. This knowledge which comes to you by Jnana, by Karma Yoga, one realizes that Gatir Bharta Prabhu, that there is the bearer of all movement. Not only there is a movement which is action, but there is a bearer of the movement. And that is Prabhu, He is the Lord. He is the Sakshi, He is the witness. He is Nivasaha, He is the inhabitation. He is the one to whom you can take resort, Sharanam. Suhrut, He is the friend. Prabhavaha, He is the originator. Pralayaha, He is the dissolver. He is a sthanam, He is a stability. He is nidhanam, He is the light. Bijam avyayam, I am the seed which is inexhaustible. This knowledge which comes by karma yoga is further now expounded. Tapami aham, aham varsham, nigrunami utsrajami cha, amritam ceva mrityuscha, Sat asat cha aham Arjuna. Then you realize that I am the one who heats, tapami aham. Everything that is heated in the world, everything that shines and emits heat in the world is myself. Varsham aham, I am the rain. I am the absorber and I am the one who releases. Nigrihnami utsrijami cha. Amritam ceva mrityuscha. I am immortality, I am the death. I am sat, I am asat. That which is real, that which is unreal, all that I am, O Arjuna. Now all this is the result of a real karma yoga. But this karma yoga can be done at a lower level. Now that lower kind of a yajna or karma yoga is filled with desire. In the highest karma yoga, desire is offered away. But at a lower level, karma yoga also is done when you do an action with a great desire. You make a sacrifice, but you exchange it for the reward of your action. It's a kind of bargaining. I do this action, I sacrifice this much, oh Lord, you give me back so much. It's not Nishkama Karma Yoga, it's a kind of a Karma Yoga. Karma Kanda of a certain kind.
Would it be called Karma Yoga? Because it would not be yoga, would it be yoga?
At least you sacrifice something.
Yeah, and you are uniting with the Lord.
So to some extent, yes. Some extent, you are making a yoga because you are trying to offer something to the Divine. Although your mind is not yet purified of desire. So it's a lower kind of a karma yoga.